Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Emily Connolly's been with me for the whole week, and I am very curious to see how she's going to wrap it up.
Hi, Joe. Well, I have another romance audiobook for all you romance fans out there, and it is Iris Kelly Doesn't Date by Ashley Herring Blake, narrated by Kristen DiMercurio. And we've heard Kristen narrate all of the books in this series set in Bright Falls, Oregon.
That's right.
And I was so happy to finally get to hear the story of Iris Kelly falling in love. We met her in the very first book, Delilah Green Doesn't Care, where she was in a relationship. That relationship, it didn't work out. The second book, again, in a relationship, winds up she was the other woman for somebody who was married. So in this book, it's very affirming to see Iris come into her own and find love after so much heartbreak.
And, well, we talked about Delilah Green Doesn't Care, didn't we? I remember you talking about it. And we had a really, really good time. Yeah.
We did. And it was one of the best audiobooks for that year, too, when it came out. And Kristen has been so good in this series. I love when you get to hear somebody do the whole series because they really know the voices. And so you are familiar with those characters and you get to hear them voiced by the same person. And she gets all of their complicated feelings and friendship and all the steamier scenes. She does a great job voicing all of it and taking great care with it.
So is Delilah now a secondary character in this book?
Yes. So we still see all the friends that we've gotten to spend time with over the course of the books, but we also have a new character and her friends who enter the picture. So Iris is a romance writer. She's got writer's block and is feeling all the pressure to send in her second novel's draft. And she's also burnt out on romance after those failed relationships. And so she goes out to a bar looking for a one-night stand and meets a cute girl named Stevie. Heads home with her, and they have a really disastrous attempted hookup.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? What set this up? What do we have?
This is from the very start of the book, so we can just jump right in.
Okay. This is Iris Kelly Doesn't Date. It's by Ashley Herring Blake, and it's read by Kristen DiMercurio.
Iris Kelly was desperate. She paused on her parents' front porch steps, the June sun feathering evening light over the blue-painted wood, and took her phone out of her pocket. Tegan McKee was desperate. She typed the words into her notes app, staring at the blinking cursor. Desperate for what, you little minx? She asked out loud, waiting for something, anything that didn't feel overdone and trite, to spill into her brain. But nothing did. Her mind was a terrifying blank slate, nothing but white noise. She deleted everything except the name. Because that was all she had for her book. A name. A name she loved. A name that felt right. A name that Tegan's best friends shortened to T, because of course they did. But a solitary name, nonetheless.
I love the quality of Kristen's voice. She does a lot of romance, and I think she just brings so much to the genre.
I agree, and I love getting to hear her voicing all of these characters so thoughtfully and telling their story with such care. And I think where you get to have somebody tell the story throughout the whole series, it can just bring such a richness to the experience. So I was happy to get to listen to all three of these books and am very happy to recommend them. And I would say if you're curious, just go through and listen to them all, because you'll get more out of the experience and you'll get to see how each character grows throughout the series.
Okay. That's Iris Kelly Doesn't Date by Ashley Herring Blake, read by Kristen DiMercurio. Thank you so much, Emily. It was a great week.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Always happy to talk audiobooks with you.
Always. And I'll talk to you next month. Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an indie audiobook publisher that creates award-winning and best-selling titles. Explore their catalog at dreamscapepublishing.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four-Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.